Now, in our last session together, some very important energetic templates were opened and brought into our consciousness, as you could tell from all the comments tonight. Now, these templates have many components and are so immense that they cannot be fully set in place at one time. You could not begin to receive and integrate these templates until you had opened some of the timelines. Now that the beginning stages of the opening of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional templates have been received and integrated into your energetic, the beginning stages of the opening of the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional templates has been received and integrated into our energetic system, as you are all ready to receive an infusion of these new immense and transformative energies. Now, these energies affect your physical body as well as your consciousness and your energetic field. These new energetics bring a new conscious awareness and an interior focus. You begin to discover that nothing is outside of you. The body is being prepared to possess a completely unified field of energy. The body's vibration, as one person said tonight, and light frequencies have gradually been upgraded and will continue to be upgraded in the coming months. Now, as your soul spirit begins to take sovereignty within the various bodies of your energy system, you begin to remember yourself as the divine image. The activation of the 14 chakra system that took place at 12-12-12 now begins to take hold as the 8th chakra is recognized as being within your energy bodies. Your 8th chakra resides in the first chakra of your oversoul body. It interfaces with the etheric body through the expanded and more consciousness of your mental-emotional body. The mental-emotional body starts the ascension of its consciousness so that it can be the interface between all bodies and levels of your physical expression and your energy system that holds your physical experience. Now, this one aspect of conscious awareness that nothing is outside of you but is within you begins an energetic conversion in the matter and consciousness of the body and the soul spirit's ability to fully use the body as a vehicle of expression in this world form. The triadic system is now being expanded because of the presence of these immense light templates. The first triad was composed of the heart chakra, high heart, and the throat chakra. Now, this triad was expanded when it was transformed. The first four chakras were merged, obviously, into this triad. The first triad is fully anchored into the earth. It incorporates both the physical and non-physical functions of you as a spirit and a body. The spinning of this triad has also been influenced and spins at a higher and more refined velocity. This was an important upgrade because the first triad must be able to merge with all of the other triads and be part of a massive unified field that is being created. Now, the second triad is composed of the third eye, the pineal, and the medulla oblongata. This triad began to be upgraded when the liquid light, the light nectar, and the laser light functions became usable in the body. The liquid light altered the vibration of the entire cellular system. The nectar light bonded with the neurons of the cells and created a more coherent function of the cell so it could replicate from its original perfected state. The neurons in the brain began to function at a higher and more refined frequency range and substantially altered the communication within the brain and the body. This added coherency within the neurology of the physical body. Now, the third triad is composed of the seventh, or crown chakra, the eighth chakra, and the soul star. The crown chakra must be opened and functioning before you can begin your ascension out of the third dimension. The crown chakra is the chakra that opens to receive a constant flow of undifferentiated light from the source of your being. When you are able to receive this light on a continuous basis, you learn to use it to transform your consciousness and the consciousness of the body. The eighth chakra is the vortex of universal mind, which pertains to your physical experience and guides you to transform the lower densities of the third dimensional body. The soul star is a holding energetic crucible that contains the fullness of your soul spirit in its original state. The soul spirit also contains your memory of your collective consciousness and your various monadic iterations. The third triad, when fully unified with the first two triads, resides within your physical energy system. Now the descension of your soul spirit into the body then begins to take place. The fifth dimensional light body begins to be activated. The third triad was also expanded and amplified by the presence of undifferentiated light. The seventh chakra became a transmitter of light as well as a receiver. This enabled the eighth chakra to make its descension into the body and the unified field. Now the soul spirit consciousness is now available to remember and incorporate into the body's unified field. The remembrance of self as a massive collective consciousness, as well as an individual consciousness that operates simultaneously, has already begun. The first three triads have begun to spin at a higher velocity and refined spin. This opened the ascension chakras, so you can begin to function within a 14 chakra system. When this happens, you were impregnated with an immense light template so that you could access and use the fourth triad. Now, the fourth triad is composed of the 9th, 10th, and 11th chakras. It is an ascension triad. The 9th chakra is your access to the Lords of Light, the Elohim, the Archangels, and the Ascended Masters. Well, the 10th chakra is another level of the mind of Source. And the 11th holds the pure, undifferentiated light of Source. This triad has an immense spinning field of expression, which alters the first three triads' spin and velocity. When it merges with the first three triads, the impact on the physical body is extensive. The fourth triad transforms the energy system of the body. It alters and transforms your consciousness into Christ consciousness. It activates the light body to a fuller expression. The fourth triad fuller alters the DNA structure and activates more strands. So, you then have more conscious use of these strands. This triad begins with transformation of the third dimensional physical body into a fifth dimensional physical body. So, now, for some additional information, please take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth the Lords of Light.